shop. Miss Woods, sir.
Donna, okay.
Hello. Hi. I wanted to tell you, while you were talking to Haldeman, or just before, I guess, Secretary Richardson had called you and was very, very pleased. But he'd gone on in that Russian art exhibit tonight, you know.
Everybody went there, yeah.
He was very pleased. And Moore called, didn't want to disturb you, and left a message with the Signal Corps. They could get him back. Pat Buchanan called, too. And Tex McCrary called me from New York, and he said he just wanted me to tell you that, quote, it was your finest hour. He thought it was absolutely beautiful and was just so proud of you. And somebody that says he met me somewhere. But
he must have had a drink or two, old Tex.
No, I can tell when he's had a drink.
What did Pat Buchanan say? That's interesting.
I didn't talk to Pat. I guess they put him on to Dave Barker or somebody.
I called Pat.
Yeah,
he called me?
I think he called you. I think.
Oh, I'll call him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure he.
Who else should I call of the other people you have?
Well, I think you ought to ask him to get more for you. Because he didn't ask for you. He was good enough to leave him.
I said so much about the POWs, he'll appreciate it.
Yeah, and Walter Takash and I watched it together, and we're both so proud of you. It just, you know, let me put Walter on and tell you what he thought.
Mr. President, you know, each time I hear you talk, I think this couldn't be better, and each time you surpass the other one. I just want to say, you know, I'm really proud to be an American and just to have known you even 10 seconds.
That's very nice. I wrote every word of this, just Rosemary.
I know you did. Rosemary told me.
On my little yellow pad.
I wish I had words to express how thrilled I was. You know, I was one of those in Vietnam also.
And I know, you're one of the 2.5 million.
That's right. I said that, Rosemary. And I just want to tell you, I'm truly proud of you. I can't tell you how much. I was thrilled.
Thank you very much, Walter.
Thank you, sir.
I know that goes for, like, you know, my nephew Mike and all these people who served. This had, it just simply had to mean an awful lot to all of
them. At least got through to the kids that served.
Oh, got through.
How'd you like that amnesty crack
wrote? That was great. And there was some man who called me who says he met me somewhere, but I'll have to look up and if I...
Did it get through them that I was at, let's not dishonor those who served.
Oh,
America.
Of course it did. That was you absolutely slowed down, made the not dishonor those who served by giving amnesty was a really good shot, and it was very clear. The whole thing was very well delivered, and it was very evident that you had written it yourself. You didn't really have to look at the pages hardly. And it was really...
You know, that was, I thought, a very good thing that I... And that was Colonel Reisner that told me this, the guy that, you know, the great ace.
That was great. That was great, and it went right in with, you know, some of the POWs.
What everybody else
today, how much they've been tortured. Nobody had told anything till today, but I think it would be awfully nice if you talked with Moore and with Pat Buchanan. As I say, some guy by the name of Mr. Lewis, Brian Lewis or someone, called, and he just never had been more proud to be American and so forth. And he says he knows me, but I don't know who he was. But he was just asked to send his congratulations.
I'm going to put through, I'll tell you, I haven't really ever talked to McCrary since I've been president. So I'll talk to him once.
Okay, I'll tell him.
McCrary, those are the only calls you've got. McCrary, Buchanan, and Moore.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, the reason most of the others, I think, hear it and don't call is because they know that, you know, they're going to get Perley or Parker or Butterfield or somebody. And so they don't call because they know, you know, normally you aren't able to take them. Because
sure.
I know they would all call tonight. They would be so proud.
Okay, you have them call. And anybody else of that sort have them call. I'll be here for about a half hour. I won't be able to go to bed anyway, so.
Okay.
I'll be here till 11 o'clock.
All right, fine. Thanks.